6 to 9
on Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
Conversation this morning. What did you qualify with? What degree do you have behind your name? And this is what you're doing currently with yourself. You're not using that degree. Well, to its intents and purposes of going to go and do maybe if it's a CA. You're not a CA. Now you're just whatever. Mm-hmm. You tell me.
Yes, shame. Poor mom. She wanted us to either be doctors or lawyers.
Yeah.
That wasn't really going to be on the cards for me. I had good grades, but I wasn't very studious. And it wasn't my dream to be a doctor, and especially not a lawyer. I thought it was incredibly boring. So I've had a multitude of jobs in between that. Everything ranging from a waitress to a kickboxing instructor to working in admin and being an au pair. So for the last 20 years, The last 20 years, I've settled into IT sales, which is very vastly different from what I used to do. But it's an admin position, and I do enjoy it. But my mom's not exactly disappointed, I would say, that I didn't go down that path.
Yeah.
But, you know, that responsibility has now fallen on our children. You know, you must make your kids go to school. Make sure they're studying. You know, they can be doctors and lawyers.
Yeah, that's right.
You know. But same, it came from a good place. It's more like 100%. She wanted us to have better opportunities than her and my dad did.
Now,
so I understand where it came from. We were just fortunate to have that mom that voiced those things to us, but didn't push us to that point of breakage, which I did see in my life. And it's very, very sad when the parents do that. You know, I also have a daughter. I also want the best for her, but I'm not going to break her to fulfill my dreams, because it's ultimately her goal and what she needs in out of life. Well, that's my job, to support her to get
some. I took art as a subject.
Okay.
Which they didn't offer at my school. I had to do it at the art centre in Tigerberg.
Yes, I remember it.
And I took it as a subject, yes. And I really wanted to go into that line. I wanted to do graphic art and ultimately being in the advertising industry.
Yes.
My dream job would have been to be the person that comes up with a TV ads and things, you know, that comes up with a clever ad. I love that.
Yes.
And I figured that was my way in. And my father had none of that. He said, no, you've got no future there. You need to go into a trade or something. That's how you're going to make a future. And, you know, and I was just rebelling against this, leaving me. And he took me for this test. And I thought I was very clever. I'm going to manipulate the results of this test. So I started to answer the multiple choice questions, steering the test in a direction that I thought was going to give me the results I wanted. And then the guy came out about a half an hour later and said, okay, started talking to my father. And then eventually said, so Mr. Earth, I think that your son should be in an engineering field.
No ways.
Total opposite.
To the ground. I couldn't believe it.
No
ways. I completely fudged that exam. And it came back exactly the opposite to what I wanted.
At school, I was set up to become either an architect or an accountant, so my subject choices was in that direction.
Okay.
But then I was doing first aid at a school sport event one night, and one of the there was an ambulance standing there. So this is many years ago. This was in the 1990s.
You're right.
They invited me to just like ride along with them, and so I ended up riding along with the ambulance on weekends, and I fell in love, and that's what I did for a living. So I'm a paramedic slash rescue technician, Garrett.
Yeah.
So I spent 3 years studying and qualifying as an international accredited chef.
Wow.
And it ended before it started because of medical reasons.
Okay.
So I went for my first kind of like orientation in a workspace, and was carrying a customer's very expensive wedding cake order. And started feeling funny, put it down, and the next minute I blacked out. My cardiologist then referred me and said, look, this is not the industry for you because of the work environment.
Sure. Mm.
In condition with my heart condition. Before it even really got started, it unfortunately ended.
Came to an end.
I mean, there was opportunities to work with an internationally acclaimed German patissier that I missed out on. I got offered opportunities like that straight out of college, and unfortunately I had to bypass it. But my wife isn't complaining. She doesn't have to cook.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.